This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
For the Talk Radio Roundup, actually connected to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here with Victoria Keevan. I'm Doug Steffen on a remote location in deepest, darkest Zanzibar. So it's not a bad connection, Michael, right, for me being in Zanzibar.
Wow, Zanzibar.
Zanzibar.
That's far from here.
Yes, it is. Well, it's where Victoria and her husband go every night for after work. They go over there for a little snack.
The Zanzibar Lounge.
They have an excellent happy hour. Yes.
So they do. Okay, so our process in this hour is to go through the items that are on the list, the talkers list, Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the Talk Radio Industry, the work done by Michael Harrison and his staff to put together all these items, the research that's done by listening to talk radio programs, hosts, stations around the country. It's a daunting task, but Michael is up to it. So let's get started by overviewing the top 10 in both lists, shall we?
Okay, here we go. This has been another wild week, as they all are. It sounds like a cliche, but it's true. They're wild weeks. And number 10, we have Major League Baseball action and the World Cup of Soccer. At number 9, U.S.-North Korea summit still being discussed. At number 8, cops kill an unarmed Pittsburgh teen. At number 7, Trump versus Merkel. At number 6, the IG's FBI Clinton probe. The SCOTUS sales tax ruling. SCOTUS Supreme Court, that is. That's a short term for it. At number 5. At number 4, white supremacist mall rally in the works. At number 3, trade war fears. At number 2, the Trump-Russia investigation. And at number 1, the illegal immigration policy brouhaha. Big, big topic this week. The people on the survey at number 10, Kim Jong-un and Xi Jinping. Angela Merkel at number 9. At number 8, James Comey and Andrew McCabe. At number 7, Hillary. At number 6, Jason Kessler. At number 5, Michael Cohen. At number 4, Robert Mueller. At number 3, Melania Trump. Number 2, Kirstjen Nielsen and Peter Fonda tied at number 2. And number 1, Donald Trump. And those are the big players and the big stories in a crazy week.
Okay, so much of the time that you spend is sort of an extra accessory. Radio stations around the country have you come on as guests, you come on as hosts. Did you do any of that this week? There's a reason for me asking.
I did some extracurricular media appearances. I basically do almost every week.
Okay, so when you're approaching as a host the stories, how do you take us inside the world of what we call show prep or preparation for being on the air? And in recognition of these 10 items, the things that you talked about on the air, how were they related to any or all of these? And how did you put the pieces together to have the intelligent discussions you always have when you're on the air?
Very similarly to the way we put this hour together on the Countdown Show. Take a look at what people are talking about and first decide what topics are going to be discussed. And then the real important part, decide what my take is going to be, what my angle. Because it's not just topic selection. I think it's also what angle, what aspect, what perspective, what information can you bring to the table when you're on the radio. And that's those are the two processes. If I were hosting a show today and it was, you know, Michael Harrison's show, I would be spending much of the time talking about the number one topic, the illegal immigration border controversy. That
from what perspective? How what's changed over the course of the week other than Trump signing a directive that sort of changes the tone from what was said at the beginning of the week. There really was a lot of activity here, and one wonders whether it was show or whether it was real. It was a show.
Well, first of all, much of what Trump does is for show. Haven't we learned that he calls it negotiating tactics? He'll do something outrageous and then back off a little bit, or suddenly we find out that it worked. For example, earlier this year, calling Kim Jong-un Rocket Man, Little Rocket Man, and getting into a battle of words over whose button is bigger. Everybody thought that was reckless, but basically it turned out to be an interesting strategy, considering the nature of the guy. And I think that Trump has used this border thing to a certain degree to force the Democrats' hand. It hasn't worked. And the most interesting aspect of this is that he did have to bend a little. As to the ramifications of this new executive order and what it means in terms of families being kept together, how they're going to return the children to their parents, all of that stuff, that's yet to be seen. But I think the most interesting aspect of that story is that Trump did change his course in response to public pressure. And this is an interesting thing to watch now going forward, how Trump responds to a certain level of public pressure that goes above his own comfort zone politically.
All right. So, Victoria, you're not a parent yet, but you will be. Michael, you are a parent. Imagine yourself or put yourself in the place, I sort of was thinking about it this way this week, of being separated from your children in a rather artificial way. It's one thing if we choose to be separated from our children by work demands or, you know, whatever it may be. But under the circumstances, is there a way that we can put ourselves into a position so that we kind of think we feel like or know what these families are going through?
I think females, mothers or not mothers, I think maybe just have more of an emotional reaction to this. I think it's why we saw so many first ladies issuing statements saying that this was horrific, including the current first lady. She was not very happy with the situation, and which is the reason her spokesperson said she wanted to get down to Texas to see things firsthand so she could really have a real perspective, not just the news media showing images of kids. Maybe they were separated from their parents, maybe they weren't. That little kid that's on the cover of the most recent Time magazine, who was actually never separated from her kids, but she's from her parents, but she's standing there crying, and now she's looking at Trump on the cover. I think that women in general are very sensitive to this issue. I am not a parent, but I have two four-legged kids, and I can't even imagine having to be separated from them in a forceful way, and I think that no one really wanted to see that. And I'm not discounting fathers in this too, because plenty of fathers have been kind of outraged by these images, and they've also, there are plenty of men who have been outspoken. I think it was just, it felt un-American, even though it was the law and we know it. But
are they just images? Are we being played by the news media, the sympathy? How much can be done? Michael, I brought up earlier in the week on the DJV program, compared some of the things that we're seeing, photos and video, to Kent State. Remember the shooting on Kent State when we were much younger, and that girl whose picture was on Newsweek magazine's cover, who was standing over a body, and she was looking, and it was a scar. And she wasn't even a student there. It was kind of a set up photo, even though the fellow that she was over was dead. But the point I'm making is that so much can be accrued from having the right picture, setting the right tone at the right moment.
There's a difference between having the right picture set the right tone at the right moment and having fake news. And I don't believe that this is fake news. I believe
right.
It's real news. Now, if you happen to have a dramatic picture, picture's worth 1,000 words. History is full of amazing photos, at least since the invention of the camera, that have changed the course of public opinion. And in other cases, that have inspired people. The the picture of the Marines raising the flag at Iwo Jima, the picture of the sailor being reunited with his girlfriend or wife in Times Square during the celebration at the end of the war. There have been powerful photos that have moved the public, so that's not unusual.
I think that one was fake, too. Are you referring to the kiss?
Yes, the kiss.
Yeah, that was staged, too. That wasn't even really his girlfriend. So it is funny, but as soon as you mention all of those images, Michael, they're instantly right there at the top of mind. But it is true. Once those images are there in our brains, it is hard to sort of decipher through what's real, what isn't. But I agree with you, Michael. I don't think that this is fake news. Some of these pictures are more dramatic than others, but I think that the situation is what it is. The thing that I don't like is, you know, we've had some mayors travel down there. New York City's mayor de Blasio went down there too and was denied access to the detention centers. The only one that was opened was the one for Melania Trump, but you know, it's a very controlled environment. So a lot of people are questioning what's happening in the other areas that they're not allowing media access. They're not allowing certain politicians to go in. Democrats have been turned away. Those are the kind of questions that I think are really the news I wish we'd focus more on rather than just the images.
You make very good points. Very good points.
16 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review. Michael Harrison, Victoria Keevan, Doug Steffen.
Hey, it's Chris from NeuroCoffee again. First, I want to thank all of Doug's listeners who purchased NeuroCoffee since we started advertising. Your response has been absolutely amazing, and we really appreciate all your positive comments. Second, I apologize if you're tired of my voice. I get it. I hate my voice too. But it didn't feel right to hire a professional to fake my passion for NeuroCoffee. It really is a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention and support your brain health. Every cup of NeuroCoffee is enhanced with all natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in clinical trials to prove they work. With NeuroCoffee, you get a brain health supplement and great tasting artisan coffee for as low as 50 cents a day. And as always, if you don't love it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund, and I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Start drinking NeuroCoffee to support your brain health now at GetNeuroCoffee.com. That's GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get 4 pillows for the price of 2. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows. Even better, 50% off the regular retail price. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow made in our country. Backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half-price deals at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV.
Talk Radio Countdown, the review of what's going on, the hot hits in Talk Radio. Michael Harrison, Victoria Keevan. I'm Doug Steffen from Zanzibar. I'm not close by, but it's okay. It's kind of fun to listen to Victoria and to Michael work through some of these things. I have a name, Jason Kessler. What do we do with that name, Victoria?
Is there a garbage nearby?
All right, Michael, explain Jason Kessler for us. What he made news doing this week?
Well, he was the one of the ringleaders of the Charlottesville controversial demonstration, and now he wants to have a white civil rights protest demonstration in the nation's capital. And,
so he should be able to do that, right? Freedom of speech?
I believe so.
I'm sure there's going to be a lot of police presence knowing what happened last time. So,
yeah.
But what's the point, though? What civil rights do white men not have? That's what I want to know. What's the point of your rally? What are you lacking?
What he's lacking is judgment, amongst other things. We'll talk more about it in a few moments here. Talk Radio Countdown time is 21 after the hour.
Ooh. this is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Radio Countdown. This is a review of the hot hits. 2 hours of Michael Harrison. Victoria Keevan is with us. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on the items, the stories, if you will. I'm not in a studio, obviously. Victoria and Michael are the focus on a couple. Well, we started with Jason Kessler. Just want to spend a few more minutes on this. The fellow who wants to have a rally, what amounts to a white supremacist rally. What's in a word for Victoria and Michael, the words that are used to describe him versus the words that, let's say, were used to describe Jesse Jackson, let's say, or some of the other leaders that are sometimes they present an image that isn't always positive. So it's the difference between Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, let's say, on one side, and this guy Kessler on the other.
What's the difference between them? Yeah. Well, one represents the rights of a minority, and one represents the rights of a majority. And the whole key to understanding civil rights is to understand the relationship between a majority and a minority in a democracy. And therein lies the whole difference. If you're the majority, you have to have a degree of tolerance in understanding why there are gay pride groups, black pride groups, Italian-American social organizations, Jewish committees, depending on what the frame of reference is. Majorities have to understand that they have the power of numbers, the power of the vote, the power of controlling a culture. So they have to be a little more tolerant in understanding of why minorities in a democracy have the need to organize and protect their rights as well. And that's what it comes down to. People that are gung-ho about white rights and white pride don't understand that one salient little point. And that's the key to it.
But I think they do understand it completely, and this is not about disenfranchisement. This is about bullying, and this is about oppression. I think that they completely understand what you're saying, Michael, and you're correct in the definition of it. But
well,
this is, you know,
I talk to a number of these people, and they are extraordinarily ignorant.
Of course, obviously.
I'm not so sure that the average person goes along with that. I can give you plenty of examples when Jesse Jackson's been a bully, Al Sharpton has been a bully. So what? Maybe they're a minority.
But it's fighting back, though. There's a difference between fighting back against oppression and actually initiating the oppression, and that's the difference. If Al Sharpton wants to get mouthy or Jesse Jackson, they're still retaliating. They're still on the defense. They're still fighting back against oppression and against bullies.
They've lived great lives, the two of them. Why do they have to fight?
But Doug, we're not talking about them specifically. You brought them up. I'm saying, as a movement, that's you can't say that they're the same as the white supremacists who are the bullies.
It may not be in your mind that's true.
But it's apples and oranges. It's totally different.
Program right now, who think that Al Sharpton is a bully and that he gets too much attention, and it's time that
I'm not talking about them individually. You brought them up.
Aimed at black people.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about them individually as humans. I'm talking about the movements. We're talking about the civil rights movements and the white supremacist movements. I'm not talking about individuals. But if you talk about the movements themselves, any type of a civil rights minority movement is always, they're always on the defense because they have been oppressed. They have been bullied. So you can't say that it's the same thing, because there's always a clear bully, and it's those are the white supremacists.
I'm not saying that it is, but I'm telling you there are plenty of people in our country who think it is. Thus the attention given to Jason Kessler. If people thought things were all on the up and up or all even Steven, Kessler would be talking in the wind. But he's not. He finds an audience, and there's a reason for that. And so that's what we're talking about. We'll pause for a moment or two or three. It's 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature, and I look what it's doing for me as I start taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it. It's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
For a limited time, use discount code DJV to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code DJV.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is stirring controversy with a new tweet about immigrants that he likens to invaders. He says, quote, "We cannot allow all of these people to invade our country. When somebody comes in, we must immediately, with no judges or court cases, bring them back from where they came. Our system is a mockery to good immigration policy and law and order. He goes on to say, immigration must be based on merit. We need people who will help to make America great again. On NBC's Meet the Press, independent Senator Angus King says, there has to be a court process.
People coming to claim asylum are not illegal immigrants. Under the law, they have a right to establish their claim of asylum, that they're in a legitimate fear for their life, that they're fleeing persecution in their home country. And that applies, by the way, to people coming from other parts of the world.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products bullet resistant. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life. Clothing that looks cool, but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hour, the Talk Radio Review, 1 hour of Talk Radio Focus. Michael Harrison and Victoria Keelan are here. Victoria's on the DJV show every Monday through Friday with me. I'm Doug Steffen, not in a studio drinking apple juice. Though.
What's in the air there in Zanzibar?
Zanzibar has very humid conditions, Michael. Uh-huh. It's 71 degrees Fahrenheit, which is, as you know, 71 degrees centigrade. It's like being on the surface of Mars.
Wow.
It's one of those yeah, really very descriptive places. So anyway, we're into the stories and the people. Michael went through the stories and the people list that every week is prepared. This is for the week of June 18th to the 22nd, first week of summertime. And we go, isn't that amazing, time, and how we talk about this all the time, and we kind of tease about it on the DJV program. But the days seem to be passing so quickly, and one wonders whether it's that we're so busy. Part of it is, I guess. But then there is the actual changing of the way the axis spins, I mean, the way the Earth spins on its axis. It's really pretty fascinating. But you know what the most fascinating thing is? We're talking about all these problems and how to solve them. What I want to know is how John Cena is going to fix the problem with this woman. She is in dire straits. She can't stand it. She doesn't know what to do to prepare for the wedding. They have all of this, and she's frustrated beyond belief because she has this beautiful big place in Malibu and doesn't know how to set up the wedding. It sounds like it's terrible. I don't know how this is going to happen, how it's going to be worked out, Victoria. This is the difference, by the way, I say facetiously, between the news media and the entertainment media. So many people keep referring to everything as the media. The media is print, the media is electronic, the media is radio, the media is television, the media is movies.
Social media, too, is included.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So anyway, it is improper to refer to, when we talk about the news media, just to the media. It's the news media, and it is different than the entertainment media, but I'm just kind of getting a kick out of watching all these phony balonies come in, and when there are so many other things in the world, people seem to want to have this as escape. Is it because there's too much of the other? Is that why people pay attention to this kind of stuff with John Cena and his fiance versus Donald Trump and, you know, whatever the latest fiasco is with him?
Well, we need an escape at some point, right? We can't just... some people like it. I'm not a political fan. I don't watch Fox News. I don't watch CNN. I don't watch MSNBC. It's just not my... It's not of interest to me. And I need another source of entertainment and another outlet. And so many people do. It's why the Roseanne story was as big as it was. I think the subtext of the Roseanne story, the show getting canceled, will it come back, won't it? It was just something else to focus on that didn't involve Trump or Democrats versus Republicans. People just, there's only so much we can take. We live our lives, we do our jobs, we worry about our families, we worry about paying bills, and then to have to just be inundated with all this other political stuff that is so unsettling, of course we need an outlet. Our brains just can't process that much stuff when it's
Michael,
so negative.
Michael, do you remember what discussions when you were a kid at the table, if there were discussions between you and your parents?
It is the same then as it is now. It is the same then as it is now. I remember as a child, one of the hottest stories in the news for the longest time was the love triangle between Debbie Reynolds, Eddie Fisher, and Elizabeth Taylor. I mean, that made, you know, the Brad Pitt, Jennifer Aniston, and Angelina Jolie seem small by comparison. There has always been a place in social discourse about celebrity gossip. The average person, I think, finds a blend of politics and hard news mixed with celebrity gossip and show business to be a healthy diet. There are those, however, who, you know, their only input is People magazine, and then there are people whose only input is the Fox News Channel, and that's kind of a, you know, imbalance. It takes all types, but a healthy person, healthy meaning a well-balanced diet of information in a society, takes in a little bit of all.
Is there such a thing as too much when you have in front of you the device that so many people encounter every day? It's something they almost depend on, and they set it up for news flashes. Like, who needs to know? Most is, why would you? I guess this is the question, the psychological reason, that somebody would set their iPhone for a news feed. Every time CNN has a headline or Huffington Post or USA Today or whatever it is, then it flashes across the scene.
Well, they're interested.
The screen.
They're interested in that. I mean, you're asking why would people want to know?
Yeah,
the news?
Well, I mean, what is there about these things that we all have, as you just admitted, our own lives. We have our own problems. We need to solve some of them, but we don't seem to. We send instead thoughts out to sort of deflect from our own stuff and get ourselves inveigled in these problems that go on in other people's lives.
It's the way human beings are wired. We're a social creature. The whole core of analysis of the human condition is the balance between our need to be individuals, the rights of the individual, our privacy, and our drive to be a social animal and to be connected to each other. This has been the tedious balance that human beings have dealt with since we emerged from the slime. And where it'll go, we don't know. But
speak for yourself, emerging from the slime.
I emerged. But I emerged. I don't.
Okay, so let me put it to you this way. What would the situation have been like were Donald Trump to have been the president instead of Woodrow Wilson in 1914?
Well, he certainly wouldn't have started the League of Nations. He would have, Woodrow Wilson got us into all kinds of controversy when he had a dream of a global government of a hyper connectivity between nations. He was the architect and one of the driving forces behind the ill-conceived League of Nations, which of course failed, but eventually came back as the United Nations.
Well, it set the seeds. It sowed the seeds for World War II.
Yeah. Trump is such an opportunist and has so few core principles that if Trump were president back in the Wilson era, he might have been for the League of Nations too. He might have done. I could see Trump being on any side of any issue if he sees it playing out to his advantage politically, because his entire principles, set of principles, are based on transactions. They're not based on core principles.
Well, it's based on polls and popularity, he wouldn't have been able to look on Twitter to see how many retweets he was getting, and he wouldn't be able to know how unpopular some of the things that he says and does are. So who knows what type of president we would have had.
How is that different than Obama, let's say, who changed his mind any number of times mid-course and didn't seem to get the sort of scrutiny? I've never seen anybody, and, you know, I'm not necessarily a Trump fan. I'm not a fan of either side most of the time. As Richard Fadden is here with us often, will tell you, I don't like any of them, and I really don't, because most of them are not there really to serve the public good. They're there to serve themselves. Having said that, in the case of Trump, I'm using Trump and Obama again. We go back to Bush, the two Bushes, Clinton, Eisenhower, LBJ, Kennedy, Nixon, whoever you want to, Jerry Ford. They all had moments when they had to backpedal, but the news media never focused on the backpedaling with them the way they do on Trump. I think this is an extraordinary.
The answer to your question is that we are getting deeper and deeper into an era where the news media sees opinion and rooting for teams and playing to choirs to be advantageous in terms of its ratings and revenue strategy. That's why. They more and more the media, the news, the press, plays sides, because that's the current mode and the current trend in commercial media.
Yeah, it's kind of dangerous for the information sector. Okay, 44 past the hour. You're listening to the Talk Radio Roundup with Victoria Keelan, Michael Harris, and Doug Steffen.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but what form should you take them? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a brand new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it and I absolutely love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. If that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil. It's not krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now 800-355-1493. 800-355-1493.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
All right, now 46 after the hours to talk radio review. Michael Harrison, Victoria Keelan, and Doug Steffen. I thought perhaps there's something that Victoria covered this week, Michael, that I thought was really very compelling, and it wasn't from the same old, same old. We all are we're embagged with technology in our lives, and we're concerned somewhat about hacking. The Boeing 757 is a workhorse, been around for 40 years, great airplane. It was hacked this week by somebody in the security department at Homeland Security Office. And so it's been something that is one of those kind of under-the-radar things, but the people, I don't say it, but I want Victoria sort of to go over it, not to scare people, but to let them know how this reality can affect and infect almost everything around us. Victoria, the story.
Well, yeah, the Department of Homeland Security this week released results of a hacking experiment that they did on a Boeing 757, and they tried to gain access to essentially to the controls of the plane through three different ways: the plane's Wi-Fi, which is public and you can pay for it, the onboard entertainment system, which everybody uses, and the USB ports. And it only took them 2 days to hack into the plane. And so Boeing responded saying that they had done their own tests and that there were no cyber vulnerabilities. But if the DHS could hack in 2 days, it really does show that we've got a much larger problem than anyone really thinks. And so, of course, the worst case scenario, hackers can gain control of the plane while it's in autopilot, or put it into autopilot mode and then therefore the pilots themselves have no control over the plane. That's everyone's biggest fear. And so I don't know if it does a whole lot of good to talk to people who fly a lot and say, hey, this, you know, there's a vulnerability here, this could happen. But at the same time, we need to address these issues. And it's like with driverless cars and any type of automated machine.
Anything automated, right?
Anything,
yeah.
Yep. They can all be hacked. And this is just proving that, it only took 2 days. And if we can do it, and I'll be honest, from everything I've read about hackers, white hackers and dark hackers and everybody else, if we can do it in 2 days with a government agency that's not exactly the most efficient out there, I think about in how many hours it would take a real hacker to do it. It's scary.
Yeah, it is. But it's just, it is one of those things, those interesting sort of subtextual things going on that are worth some consideration. That's where we're about, consideration and conversation on the Talk Radio Roundup at 10 before the hour.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886. Now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more, or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Hour. It is the DJV show. We are Douglas today. Dougie is in Ohio at his alma mater, Heidelberg College. We're having some technical difficulties. That's why we call in Victoria Keelan, who is our technical guru.
Even she enthusiast. I don't want to oversell it.
She can't fix it, but she likes it.
Right, exactly. That's perfect.
And at this time, every single week, we talk about the top five tech stories of the week. Victoria, where do we start? What were the top trending items this week in technology news?
Well, we'll start at number five, and then we'll go to number one. So number five, this story this week was all about planes being the next target of hackers. And according to a brand new study this week by cybersecurity experts at the Department of Homeland Security, they said, quote unquote, it is just a matter of time until hackers breach a commercial airline. This is not great news. The DHS explored weaknesses in a Boeing 757 cybersecurity by trying to enter through the plane's Wi-Fi, through the onboard entertainment system, and through USB ports, and they were successful after only 2 days of trying to figure out how to hack into the plane. And Boeing responded to the report saying that they had done internal studies and said that they didn't show any cyber vulnerabilities. these in the 757s or other planes. However, if it only takes 2 days for the Department of Homeland Security to crack in, and essentially the fear here is taking over the plane, taking over control of autopilot, things like that, those are the real concerns. Now, the 757 is used by a number of U.S. airlines. It is an old, slightly older plane. It's being replaced by newer models. However, there are still a lot of 757s out there, and especially in, you know, like the regional carriers like Spirit Airways and Southwest and some of the, you know, the short trip kind of airlines who use these older planes, this could be a real vulnerability. So I'm sure this is going to be a developing story, and we'll keep you apprised as more research is done. But it's kind
Why
of a scary
flashing
prospect.
Back to the television show 24. We need Kiefer Sutherland and Jack
right.
Bauer back
exactly.
immediately. This is why I don't like driverless cars, because I feel like they're
yeah.
vulnerable to hacking.
Yeah.
We need those override switches and pilots on every single flight. All right, number four, a new focus on podcasts.
Yes, Google released a new podcast app this week called Google Podcasts, very inventive name, and it claims it will double the size of the podcast listening audience within 2 years. It eventually will let Google search users see podcast results alongside article and video results. That is very cool. So if you search the DJV show on Google, you will see our website will pop up. You will see if there's any video that contains anything surrounding any of us on the DJV show, and you'll also see the DJV show podcast pop up in the search results. That is a very cool thing that Google's doing. It's very ambitious. They note that their Android mobile operating system has an 85% share of all mobile users. So that means 8 out of 10 smartphone users have an Android phone, and that actually equals 2 billion Android users overall. So this is going to be great news for anybody who has a podcast.
Yeah, that is a really cool thing. All right, the World Health Organization issuing warnings about video games?
Yes, they say that video gaming is very bad for your health, and it is now officially a mental health condition. The WHO... I know, right? The WHO says characteristics of gaming disorder include a loss of control and escalation of gaming behavior, and they actually have now equated it to a gambling addiction. And so they say the negative pattern or behavior has to exist for 12 months before a diagnosis can be made, and they say over half of U.S. adult Americans play video games on a regular basis.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, number two, telecom companies are saying they're not going to share your location data anymore. That's good news.
This is true. So it's a small victory. It's not huge, but it's small. Verizon, AT&T, Sprint, and T-Mobile have made promises to safeguard customers' location data, and they will not be selling your location to third-party consumers. And this is something that a lot of people have been wondering about. Can someone track my phone wherever I am right now?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is yes, they can.
Yeah. All right, Victoria Keelan with the top tech stories of the week. At number one, iPhones sharing location data with 911 call centers.
And this is another location data story, but this is the biggest one this week. Apple iPhones will now share your exact location with 911 call centers. Apple announced that it'll use an emergency technology data pipeline to securely share a caller's location, even in challenging, dense, and urban environments. Now, in the past, it's been very difficult, if you're calling on a wireless phone, to have 911 know exactly where you are, but now Apple has perfected the technology, and so they'll be able to help you faster.
Victoria Keelan with our top tech stories of the week. You can follow them online. Use the hashtag TechTalk. Thanks, Victoria. It's 59 minutes past the hour.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.